We're moving on to planning appeals now, if anybody's got any comments on this. Page 51.
On the 24/39/886, the second one.
Chairman, sorry, I beg your pardon, could I declare an interest?
Yes.
My daughter works at Trenton, I'm sorry.
Oh, right. Okay.
I do apologise.
What page are you looking at?
It looks like 64, is it? Numbers
or 51. Oh, sorry, page 51. I just wondered what was the reason for the refusal on the application. Because I'm aware of that wheel as well.
Does anyone know?
There you go, I can find out. I can drop you an email.
There's been no appeal. Sorry, Chair. There's been no appeal put forward to that. Has there not?
So these are notified appeals.
So apologies, yes.
You just want to know what the refusal reason is?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I can email that over to you.
Anyone would want to comment on any of the others going through them?
I can't understand why you've refused the Ferris wheel at Trenton Retail. It's been there a few times before. Why suddenly have we now said no?
This is the same one. Yes, it's just been mentioned, and unfortunately, I don't have the refusal reason on me. But I'm quite happy to send out the refusal reason if you want to have a look at that.
I thought it's been there nearly 18 months, all right.
I think it was there a few years ago as well. Yeah. It was there a few years ago. No objection. Yeah. Sounds a bit stupid to me.
Could I ask about, I think it's page 53, 24/39654/FUL, and the Woods, Stallington Road, Mere Heath.
Page
52, Scott informed me.
What's 73, is it?
Dare I ask, is this the Travellers?
No, it's SAP application. But I have got queried because it's been refused by the inspectorate. You ain't had one shot at a retrospective planning application, and now another one's come through the planning which have had to call in. I'm just querying how it's been validated.
Yeah, that has been, we have actually had somebody else raise this. It shouldn't really have been validated and accepted. Obviously it's a retrospective application. There's been a refusal and a dismissed appeal, but unfortunately it was accepted and validated. So we've got another current application.
I do
believe there might be a few sort of slight changes to it.
Yeah, because I've asked the, it's Hannah, isn't
Hannah
it? Because I've asked the baseline year on the biodiversity net gain, because as the inspector points out, that the area's been destroyed, you know, preservation orders, and the net gain after destroying dozens of trees isn't going to be, won't take much to get the net gain up on that.
You have to retrospectively, with a certain time frame, I think so many years, you post-date to any destruction.
Yeah, well, this case has been rumbling on since 2009, so it's like the fourth application he's put in, and because of obviously enforcement issues with staffing, when it was refused, I actually asked enforcement to contact the applicant to say, end of the road, and then another application come in. So,
apologies, we've actually gone back to somebody to explain we shouldn't have accepted that application. So I would suggest, in terms of a full update as to where the current application is, it might be best dropping Hannah an email.
I emailed her a couple of weeks ago. I just didn't want to keep pecking away at her, you know.
That's fine. I can chase that off and ask her to provide you an update.
Okay, thanks.
Is it possible, once an application's been validated, to invalidate it?
I think by the time this was picked up, we were a little bit too far down the line to do that, so we've taken a decision that we're going to continue with the application.
Right. Any others? Well, there's no enforcement matters, so that's the meeting closed. Thank you all very much.